This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with eminent economists at Niti Aayog in New Delhi today to elicit their views and suggestions ahead of the Union Budget 2024-25. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog Suman Berry, Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra and leading economists and experts attended the meeting. The budget session of Parliament will begin on the 22nd of this month, and on the 23rd of July, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. The second Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multi-Sectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, Foreign Minister's Retreat has begun today in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar welcomed his counterparts at the event in the national capital. In his opening remarks at the BIMSTEC Foreign Minister's Retreat, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said their discussions will be helpful in infusing new energies, resources and commitment into BIMSTEC cooperation. He said the discussion in the first part of the retreat will revolve around connectivity, institution building, cooperation in trade and business, collaboration in health and space, digital public infrastructure, capacity building, as well as weighing on the merits of mechanisms. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, said that the development of major ports in the country has been completed. He was addressing the stakeholders' meet at a lighthouse in Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala today for promoting lighthouse tourism. The minister said that the leadership set up by our forefathers in the area of shipping and maritime development must be rejuvenated and brought back with the available resources, and thus our country will become a global leader among maritime nations. The six-member Election Commission EC team headed by Senior Deputy Election Commissioners Nitesh Vyas and Dharmendra Sharma held a meeting with the district election officers of all districts of Jharkhand today to review preparations for assembly elections in the state. Earlier, the EC team held a meeting with Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer and other election officials. The Supreme Court has adjourned the hearing of NEET UG 2024 case to the 18th of this month. A bench led by Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachur, granted the adjournment to enable parties to file their responses to the affidavits filed by the Centre and the National Testing Agency. The Apex Court was scheduled to hear a series of petitions today concerning the NEET UG 2024 medical entrance exam. These include pleas alleging irregularities and malpractices during the 5th of May test and seeking a fresh examination. Meanwhile, a group of students met Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan over the NEET UG exam in New Delhi today. The students shared their experiences about the exam and challenges faced by them. The India Meteorological Department has forecast rain in several parts of the country till the 14th of this month. The IMD said that isolated extremely heavy rainfall is expected over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Meghalaya and Bihar today. Isolated very heavy rainfall may occur over eastern Uttar Pradesh and eastern Madhya Pradesh. In Uttar Pradesh, Army has been called in for help in rescue and relief operations as 633 villages of 12 districts are reeling under flood fury. Central Surya Command sent two columns to Shahjahanpur district for help in rescue work. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is visiting the flood-affected areas of Shravasti and Balrampur districts of Tarai region today. Around 8 lakh people are affected due to floods in the state. In Assam, another 5 people died in the last 24 hours, taking the number of flood-related deaths to 84 this season. And over 14 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 27 districts. In Goa, an orange alert has been issued by IMD. A yellow alert is issued till the 14th of July. Fishermen have been advised not to venture along and off South Maharashtra and Goa coast during this period. In Uttarakhand, the Badrinath National Highway in Chamoli district is blocked for road traffic for the third consecutive day today. In Wimbledon tennis, Kazakhstan's Elena Rybakina will take on Barbora Krejcikova of Czech Republic in the women's singles semi-final this evening. In the other semi-final, 7-seeded Italian Jasmine Paolina will face Croatia's Donna Vekic. And that is the end of this news bulletin.